From Tidbits on February 10th, 2013, this is Cool Products from Macworld iWorld 2013, Part 2, written by Tidbits staff. It's been a tough week here at Tidbits HQ, with the most significant thing brought home from Macworld iWorld being a bug that sent Adam to bed for much of the week. Thank goodness for the MacBook Air, Tidbits might have had to call in sick. Flint equals Square minus Car Reader. The payment processing service Square made waves for small local businesses with its hardware and software system for accepting credit card payments in an iOS device. With a little dongle that plugs into the headphone jack and through which cards are swiped is a bit awkward, and for those who don't use it regularly, easy to forget or lose. A new payment processor called Flint provides essentially the same service, but eliminates the need for the card reader by instead scanning the credit card's number with the iOS device's camera. The Flint folks at Macworld iWorld were very clear the app is not taking a picture of the card, but is instead digitizing the image of the numbers and sending that off to be processed, storing nothing on the device itself. The result is of course the same, but it's interesting that there is a perceived issue with using the camera. Flint also offers extras like social marketing associated with the purchase, customized email receipts, and low rates, 1.95% plus 20% charge for debit cards, and 2.95% plus 20 cents for credit cards. Currently, Flint is available only in the United States and works only with Visa and MasterCard branded cards. Extend Wi-Fi range with Bear Extender. Wi-Fi hacking no longer makes the news, but there are still times when you just need more than what Apple's built-in hardware can do for you. In particular, if you're just out of range of a Wi-Fi network, the $49.97 Bear Extender Mini may be just the ticket. It's a USB-connected 1,000-milliwatt Wi-Fi transceiver with an omnidirectional 2dB external antenna. An optional 5dBi antenna provides even more range. Bear Extender claims 2 to 4 times the range of the standard airport card, which would have been perfect for our friends who moved in next door and couldn't quite reach our Wi-Fi network while the cable internet connection was being installed. The hardware is tiny, not much larger than a house key, and it comes with a clip to attach to a MacBook screen. There's even a 16-foot USB extension cable if you need to position the Bear Extender Mini outside or away from interference. Nope, our own Michael Cohen won one of these in a drawing at the show. Although he personally has no practical need for it, may have something more to say about it once his unit arrives. CamRanger and CameraMator. The most interesting photography-related development at this year's Macworld iWorld was the capability to control the DSLR camera remotely from an iOS device via Wi-Fi. In fact, two vendors were showing off devices. Both the CamRanger and the CameraMator plug into a camera's USB port and create their own ad hoc Wi-Fi networks. CameraMator can also use an existing Wi-Fi network. After you connect an iPad, iPhone, or iPod Touch to the network, you can get a live view of what the camera is seeing and control nearly all of the camera's settings, such as shutter speed, aperture, ISO, and the like. Other software and devices enable this interaction, like one-on-one software's DSLR Remote Camera HD, but require the computer to be physically tethered to the camera. Compatibility with certain features varies by camera. CamRanger lists models and supported features. So far, the CameraMator site doesn't include this information. Both devices cost $299.99 and use free iOS apps to control the camera. Better iPad presentations. As handy as the iPad is for in-person presentations and showing off of portfolios, the screen's a bit small to see across a conference room table. With a monitor to go from Mobile Monitor Technologies, though, you can mirror your iPad's 9.7-inch display on a 15.6-inch screen that can face your audience vertically while you look and work on the iPad screen horizontally. The monitor to go connects to the iPad or any other device via HDMI, rotates and pivots 180 degrees, and has a slot to hold the iPad. It also uses DisplayLink technology to act as a secondary monitor for a Mac or Windows laptop via USB 2.0. Meaning that would probably be a little slow. Hopefully they'll get the USB 3.0 version of DisplayLink technology for higher performance soon. Two versions are available, the 1366 by 768 resolution monitor to go for $299 and the 1600 by 900 monitor to go HD Plus for $329. Apart from resolution, they're identical. However, it's too bad the resolutions and aspect ratios don't match the iPad, but retina-level screens are probably both pricey and unnecessary for viewing from a distance. Street photography for iOS users. Sometimes you want to take a picture with your iPhone or iPad without being painfully obvious by holding your device vertically to use the camera. With the mirror case for iPhone 4 and 4S, iPhone 5, and iPad, you can hold the iPhone horizontally as though you were innocently reading something and still snap pictures and take videos of scenes in front of you. Or, if you're using your iPad to take notes in a lecture, it can remain flat on the desk while still having a clear camera view of the lecturer's slide presentation. It's all done via smoke and mirrors, without the smoke. And the free mirror case app handles the necessary pixel flipping, so everything is right side up. 99-cent Mirror Case Plus version adds sharing and in-app access to the camera roll. The mirror case for the iPhone 4 and 4S is available now for $49.95. The iPhone 5 version is available for pre-order for $59.95. And the iPad version is also coming soon for $79.95. iPad note-taking with synced audio, text, and photos. I've long been looking for a note-taking app with which I could record a lecture and have any notes I take synced to the right point in the audio, along with any photos I take. Synced audio and text is fairly common, but an iPad app I saw at the show, the $1.99 Project Book, may be the first I've seen to include synced photos too, which I want as a way of recording the presenter's slides. The Project Book is way more than a note-taking app, also storing to-do lists, Word documents and PDFs, web clippings, images, and sketches. Notes can contain styled text, handwritten text, sketches, photos, and synced audio. Notes and other documents are automatically related by their contents, and you can also tag notes, file them in folders, organize them by date. I'm not sure I'd want to use Project Book for task management, at least until the Mac and iPhone versions are available, but it looks to have compelling features for note-taking and information management. Kanax ATV Pro. For my iPad for Photographers session, I geeked out by delivering my entire presentation from my iPad wirelessly using an AirPort Express and an Apple TV. I wrote about the setup more in more detail in the Seattle Times. But the day before I was to appear on stage, I ran into an unexpected snag. The projectors used at the show offered only old VGA plugs. The third and fourth generation Apple TV use HDMI connections as the only way to output video and audio, so I figured I'd have to fall back to an iPad VGA adapter, tying me to the lectern for my talk. Talk about an occasion when it was great to have a bunch of vendors on the show floor nearby. I headed to the Kanax booth, knowing that they've offered video adapters of all sorts for years, and sure enough, they had exactly what I needed, the $59.95 Kanax ATV Pro. It plugs into the Apple TV's HDMI port, and it includes a port for attaching a VGA cable. There's also a 3.5mm audio out jack to output sound. In talking with one of the company's representatives in the booth, I learned that the ATV Pro is one of their best-selling products, especially to education customers who aren't able to upgrade older projectors but want to take advantage of the AirPlay media and screen-sharing capabilities of Apple's latest devices. Givit and BuzzCard enhance iPhone videos. We went to Macworld iWorld planning to do some video interviews. Well, that didn't happen much for a variety of reasons. We noticed a couple of video app service combos that might be of interest to those shooting video on an iPhone. The Givit app and service, free for up to 5 gigabytes of storage, $29.99 per year for 100 gigabytes, lets you easily clip the best bits out of longer videos, enhance them with motion effects, slow motion and speed up, replay, add music, and then quickly share privately or to social media services. BuzzCard doesn't offer editing and could use more previewing features, but instead focuses on branding videos, helping you add an intro and an outro, plus music and a watermark over the video. It's targeted at sales professionals like real estate agents and car dealers who need to show off products but don't have the skills or time for video editing. BuzzCard's $9.95 per month service currently posts to YouTube after processing the video. A $19.95 pro service that's coming soon will host the videos itself. Read on to see our BuzzCard sample video. Best Bag Demo. The Platforma bag from Strotter deserves mention both for its elegant design and for the performance demo its designer had worked up to show off all its features. The bag converts from a vertical messenger bag to a sling-type backpack, and with a switch of a clip, creates a hands-free platform on which you can work on the iPad. The iPad sticks tight to the bag thanks to a magnetized polycarbonate case that will also hold your iPad to a refrigerator. $169 Platforma is made out of waterproof, water-resistant leather with a bright red nylon lining, features waterproof zippers, and has one internal pocket along with two front wall pockets and one back wall pocket, a magnetic flap closure, and a 1.5-inch seatbelt strap with custom buckle. You can read more about it on Strotter's site or watch the video we took and branded with BuzzCard. Cooking with the iPad and Chef Sleeve. For as long as I can remember, the computer has been poised to become a digital kitchen companion. And yet, most of us still reach for paper cookbooks when standing at the kitchen counter. Part of the problem is that cooking is messy, and while nature may abhor a vacuum, iPads abhor soup. The folks at Chef Sleeve sell disposable iPad sleeves, $25 for $19.99, available directly and at Target, that protect the tablet from ingredients that never completely make it into mixing bowls. The booth representative said the fitted plastic bags are reusable, but I'm not crazy about having to toss excess plastic, even if it is recyclable. However, what intrigued me more was the company's $34.95 iPad dishwasher safe iPad stand and $69.99 cutting board with iPad stand. Both products are made from recycled wood fibers and a food-safe resin, and, as advertised, can be cleaned in the dishwasher. The stand can hold the iPad at two angles, 45 or 20 degrees, depending on which slot you use. I like that the wider slot accommodates an iPad with smart cover wrapped around the back. The cutting board arrangement features a slot for the iPad so you can keep your recipes right in front of your work. Maybe this arrangement will finally convince me to digitize my old index card recipes. Simplest iPhone holders. Lastly, we wanted to call out Insanely Great Products, a small California company that was selling oodles of simple, inexpensive iPhone holders and elegant iPad stands. Their shtick? In an industry where many products are made badly in China by low-paid workers, Insanely Great Products is at the forefront of the Made in America reshoring trend, doing all their manufacturing in Silicon Valley. Though known mostly for software, Silicon Valley has also always had a rich tradition and ecosystem for hardware manufacturing, and everyone in Insanely Great Products participates in building the company's products, starting with sheets of acrylic, steel, and aluminum, and then designing, cutting, bending, etching, and assembling each item by hand. The company got its start in the maker-focused tech shop in the San Francisco Bay Area, though they had to purchase some of their own equipment to be able to produce sufficient quantities. If you're looking for an iPhone gadget that can prop your iPhone up on your desk, hold it to a window, or dangle it from your car's vents, their ingenious suction cup and binder clip holders really do work. And if aluminum, acrylic, and steel are too industrial for you, their natural bamboo iPhone 5 stand, which can also hold an iPad mini at a nice reading angle, is also an attractive accessory. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smiles, ScanSnap, and Connected Data's Transporter. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks to Jeff Carlson for contributing a number of these items.